One for you and one for me doesn't apply when you're handling the funds of kids' sports. That's why this is a setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
That's kind of stealing.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without using $65,000 of the Little League's money to fund your own crazy lifestyle, you're doing okay.
Wow. Oh, wow.
His name's Steve.
Oh, Steve.
He's the former Little League president.
Yeah, they probably moved on, got someone else in that role after that.
That's right.
Probably, oh, you're not great at bookkeeping.
Don't worry. He's not from around here. This is out of Vegas, right? $65,000 disappeared. And, I mean, that's like little, like, it's earmarked for things like uniforms.
Well, yes.
Umpires.
Was this over like an extraordinary amount of time?
Because travel.
I feel like that kind of, they had to have noticed at some point.
Well, if, so,
if
someone
is the one that's in charge,
I was going to say,
no,
if Steve
out,
is in charge of managing the funds, then people aren't just going to look on the account every single week, and maybe they should have, because he used it for plane tickets, casinos,
oh, wow,
strip clubs, erectile dysfunction pills.
Oh my gosh. Wow. $433
tip to an establishment like PT's downtown.
So generous.
Yeah, so generous when it's not your money.
Mm.
By the time he was caught, there was $25 left in the Little League account.
Are
which
you kidding?
Was basically going to sideline the entire Little League for all 200 kids and their families and teams and stuff like that.
You have to think he probably has a kid in the Little League, right?
You have
if
to
he's
think.
Involved.
Right. So anyways, the community and some donations helped fund and kind of save it. So they were actually able to have a season.
What a spectacular idiot.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
To deplete it so much to, like, how did he? He obviously didn't play that out in his mind. This wasn't like a whole, hey, I'm going to borrow a little bit and I will pay it back and no one's going to know and it's going to be fine. Like $100.
Yeah, I'll just take $100 here. And then
$65,000. Leave them in $25. Yep. How in the world did he think he was ever going to be able to explain that to anyone?
Don't know. Anyway, Steve's caught and faces
staggering
multiple charges.
That is staggering stupidity.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.
Oh, wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without using $65,000 of Little League's money to fund your own crazy lifestyle, you're doing okay.
Sorry, kids, but glad the community rallied. And
I needed erectile dysfunction pills.
Oh, my gosh.
Those
I
aren't going
to
buy
tip
themselves.
The stripper $433 because she
right.
really worked hard. She deserved it.
I think.
Sorry, kid, you don't get uniforms and you go, don't get to play this season. But this nice lady is working very hard and she needs the money.
Yeah, and I feel like that nice lady would be offended knowing that you also spent that money on ED pills. Wouldn't she?
Or
that it wasn't natural. That
I don't want to go into the logistics. Let's get out of the weeds.
You're,
I want to get out of the weeds
you,
here.
You
I
live
get out
in the
of,
logistics.
I want to get out of the weeds.
All right, that's your setting the bar story.